My test of character is doing the right thing in the face of adversity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. My test of character is doing the right thing in the face of adversity. So, have you ever been tempted? Adversity, what does that mean? Adversity means when it's sort of a difficult time to make a decision. It's a difficult time to decide where your values are. Adversity is when you are driving down the road in your $100,000 vehicle and you're delightfully enjoying it. You just are so happy in your great and wonderful Rolls Royce or Bentley or whatever you have. It's a beautiful car. And you're just enjoying it so much. And a little dog runs out in front of your car. And you could hit the dog and kill it, and nobody would say too much about it. That's okay. Or you can avoid hitting the dog, and you'll run into the tree by the side of the road and smash up your beautiful car. Your $100,000 car. Now, what would you do? Would you avoid hitting the dog and smash up your car and say, c'est la vie? Or would you hit the dog and say, dog shouldn't be out in the road?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, what is your test of character? Doing the right thing in the face of adversity. Adversity would be doing the right thing a long time ahead. Our difficulty as being human beings is that we think that everything is the now, and it's not the now. Everything is not taking place in the now. Everything is not taking place in the now. Boy, Herb, you sure have given a different pitch on this now. What are you going to come up with now? This is going to be a real corker. My test of character is doing the right thing in the face of adversity. Why would you, enjoying driving a $100,000 vehicle, having laid it out on the line and spent all that money, create anything causing you to have an accident with your car? Anything. It doesn't matter whether it's a little dog or a child. Would you miss a child? Or would you hit the child and say, it's a $100,000 car? Or if you were going to hit another car, and if you hit that car, you're going to broadside it, and you're going to kill the people inside or the people, person, whatever it is. Would you avoid that? See, where are your values? How much will you sell your soul for, you know? A puppy dog? A person? A car that you cream? Or what? You see, again, we go back to, we say all time is now, but what we should do is to prepare ourselves before we have any of these things. We get into our car and we say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. And then we will not have that incident. Why? Just tell me why. There are a billion cars on the road, and there are only a million accidents. Only a million accidents, that's a lot. Compared to a million is not a lot. So, the close to a billion people are driving without expecting an accident. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
They don't expect an accident. They don't expect something's going to go wrong. They don't look at Murphy's Law. The people who use Murphy's Law are the big joke of our society. If there's an accident that's going to happen, it's going to happen, you know. We don't do that. We say, I am the pure white light of love. I am the creator of my world. I am the one who decides what is going to take place in my life. Well, look at the illness you had. Look at this problem you had. Look at that. Yeah. Go ahead and look at it. I wasn't on duty. I didn't take charge. I didn't put the right cause in motion at the right time. Yeah, I'm at fault. Admit that to yourself. And when you admit that to yourself, then you take charge and you do something about it. Hey, that was yesterday. Today is a brand new day for me. Now is a brand new moment. I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. Just for the fun of it, the other day, I was shopping in several different locations, and I was thinking, I don't mind parking a long distance from the store entrance. It's a good chance to get a little walk. But just for the heck of it, I'm going to practice. I have a nice parking spot. So I cruised around the parking area until I made up my mind I had a nice parking spot. And then I came back to the entrance. And just as I came back to the entrance, a woman says, I'm leaving. You want my spot? That's my ma'am, I do. And so she backed out and took her spot right in front of the entrance to go into the stores. And then another time, I was doing a similar thing, and I said, I now have my perfect spot. And right there in front of the entrance again, somebody else was backing out, and I was in line to ride in. And then some other person was going to pull around me, and I thought, you're not going to take my place, are you? And I said, that's my place. And he just drove around. Now, I could have said to myself, you so-and-so, you're going to try to take my place. You're going to try, you know, and sure enough, he would have done it. But you have to immediately get in charge and say to yourself, that's mine. That's my spot. I was in one parking place one time, and I had done my homework, and the place opened up right before me. And then some joker zipped right in there and took it from me, right? And I was the one that was there. This was mine. And I thought to myself, okay, bless you, friend. You really need it. And I know that that place is going to bring you much happiness. At that instant, the car next to him backed out, and I was in position to drive in. You see, I got rid of the anger. I got rid of the disgust for the other person, his thoughtlessness in taking my place, you know. But because I was able to immediately release him, immediately change my mind about it, the other place opened right up, which was probably the place that I was going for anyhow. The other one was just a little premature for me. But it probably was the place I was going for. But the thing is, I didn't hurt by saying bad things about the guy. I didn't think that he was terrible for doing it. I just said, hey, you know, bless you. Bless you. You see, my test of character is doing the right thing in the face of adversity. Now, if you're going to play the game like I play the game, you won't have an opportunity for adversity. Now, that's terrible, isn't it? That's really terrible. When you create yourself, you wrap your car in your pure white light of love, you wrap your family in the pure white light of love, you wrap the campus in the pure white light of love, you wrap all of the activities in the pure white light of love, you wrap everything in the pure white light of love. Hey, why not? Now, you may stumble in the beginning, and you may say, I'm wrapping everything in the pure white light of love, and I sure better damn wrap it in the pure white light of love, because it needs it. No, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, because you're putting more for the need than you are for the fact that it's wrapped in the pure white light of love. And then you say, well, that kid better get home from school now. He's late. You know, and nothing better happen to him. He better get on home here. And, you know, it always makes me worry about him when he doesn't get home on time. And so he better get here. Well, next thing you know, you hear that the kid's in trouble. And who created him in trouble? You did. Did you wrap him in your pure white light of love? Did you wrap him in your realization that all is in divine order relative to my kid at all times? My kid is always in divine order. Even when he comes home with a little problem, it's in divine order. And pretty soon it doesn't come home with problems anymore. But the thing is, you got to develop this in the face of adversity, in the face of someone not being when you expect them there, you say, all is in divine order. You know how on these sitcom television shows and stuff, they say, well, where is he? He must have had an accident or something. He must have done this. He must have done that. You know, and don't jump into the game before it's time. Don't presume there's a problem when there is no problem. Don't presume that the world is in difficulty when the world's not in difficulty. Now, the comment was made that Hussein was captured and that it's going to upset the stock market. Well, what do you mean upset the stock market? Is it going to make it go up or make it go down? Now, what's going to happen to the people of his country if he is captured? The people will stop thinking that he will come back one day and be their leader again. Because the people are perfectly happy with his leadership. That's why they stayed there. That's why they were part of that country. And just like the Kremlin, you know, with, what's his name?
Stalin,
yeah. People wanted Stalin to come back. And people loved Hitler. The Germans just loved Hitler because they only saw the good that he was doing. Most of the Germans had no idea of some of the nonsense that he was doing, you know. And they loved the guy. And they loved Stalin. They weren't part of the millions that he had killed of his own people, you know. They didn't know about that. That's not publicized. Imagine if you were living in a country that had a police or political-run radio and television. Imagine that. You wouldn't know anything. And you wouldn't care. Now, we don't read newspapers, magazines, watch television, listen to radio here. And so we only hear a comment now and then from somebody about something, but we don't know what's going on. And so we really have no great worry about it. Now, the country may be going to the dogs, and it may be very, very bad. And yet we don't know it, so we think it's a great country. And once we realize that it's got problems, then we change our mind about it and we start living not in the adversity of it, but in the beauty of it and putting the right cause in motion that it bring about the right result. This is where we're at. This is where we are at. We are at the stage of putting the causes in motion for harmony, peace, love, right action, and truth at all times, putting the cause in motion relative to our life. I am the pure white light of love. I surround everything in my world with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order right now. You see? This is what we do. This is what we play. This is what we are. This is where the game begins and ends, with us. And the now is right now. Right now, you say, all is in divine order. Now, you don't know what you're going to have to face in the next 10 minutes, but you do know it's going to be all in divine order. You may be driving down the road and some situation comes up. And because you have said all is in divine order, you will do the right thing so that you will not be disturbed by what has taken place. You will not be disturbed. I used to make a statement, which I haven't made for quite a long time now. As I would say, I'm driving down the freeway or I'm on a trip somewhere or something. And I'd say, all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. My ways are clear before me. And then I would say, if anybody wants to have their experiences, they have them before or after I come, but not while I'm there. So I'm driving down the road, and if somebody wants to have a flat tire, they have it before or after I get there, but not when I get there. If anything happens, it's after I get there, not before, I mean, and not while I'm there, but before or after. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I have taken this mental picture, because as you look around, you can't help but see a few drivers who are driving a little recklessly, maybe even yourself. But the thing is, when you have made this statement, now, what is the better statement to make? The better statement to make is, I live in a peaceful universe, I'm surrounded by peaceful circumstances, and all is in divine order in my life. All is in divine order on my freeway. My freeway! All is in divine order on all the roads I travel. My car is in divine order. I am in divine order. I am alert, awake, alive, enthusiastic about life. All is in divine order. 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 All is in. You get sick of hearing it. You get sick of saying it. But all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine. If that is our clarion call, if that is our statement of truth for ourselves, then that is a fact. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Well, you think that's kind of silly, don't you? Yeah, go ahead. Think it's kind of silly. Every time you have a little ache, you have a little pain, you have a little something or other, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Do not let that other activity, that pain thought, that hurt thought come through as part of your life. I'm whole and perfect. You're out. I'm not playing with your game today. I'm whole and perfect. I'm not playing the game of being sick. I'm not playing the game of being poor. I'm not playing the game of any negativity in my life. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Parrot, parrot, parrot. I'm all is in divine order. Now, should I get a parrot in the living room? All is in divine order. Parrot in the dining room? I'm whole and perfect. Parrot somewhere else. Making some nice little statements. Yeah, wouldn't that be? Yeah, it'd be fun, but it'd drive you crazy, too. But it's good. It's a good craziness. If that is Polly on a cracker, 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 you know, and pretty soon Polly says, I want a cracker, Polly on a cracker, Polly on a cracker. Like the little kids, you say, you want some ice cream? Johnny wants some ice cream. You know, Johnny wants some ice cream? Yeah, Johnny wants some ice cream. And Johnny is your name, you know. But this is what we teach to little children. It's what we teach to people to say, Johnny, you want a candy? Johnny want a candy, you know. And he doesn't say, yes, Dad, I would like some candy, you know. He said, Johnny want candy. But this is how a parrot learns these things and how we learn, too, by just our simple statement of truth, claiming the fact of who we are and what we are. My test of character is doing the right thing in the face of adversity. If you are so stupid as to create yourself having an incident in your life, then the least you can do is to stand up for it and say, it's my fault, and I created it, and I don't intend to create it anymore, if that's your choice. Or, it's his fault. He did it. He was driving poorly. He was doing this. They were doing this. You see, the minute you do that, that's your test of character. You got no character. You are a bad character, if they may say so. But, you see, the test of character is not necessarily that you have a problem, but it's that you take responsibility for the fact that you brought that problem to you and that you don't choose to do that anymore by putting a different cause in motion and having a different experience. It's up to you. Do you want to do it? You like it? I know what your character is. My test of character is doing the right thing in the face of adversity. And I see all of you doing whatever you're doing. And I see what your attitude is about it, your attitude, character. They sort of run together closely. And it says to me, I think to myself, oh yeah, okay. You know, it's no good to talk to you right now because you have the wrong attitude in your mind. You are not taking responsibility for who you are and what you are and what you're doing. So there's nothing that can be done at the moment. Just release it. Just release it. And people say, well, Herb, if you can see that, then that means that that's you too. Okay. If you want to play that game, you go right ahead. But the teacher sees the student making a mistake, and the teacher corrects the student. Now, if your neighbor sees you making a mistake and wants to correct you, and the neighbor makes the same mistakes you can see, then be careful that you don't let that neighbor be your teacher. Then always be your own teacher. Always be your own teacher. And if you do go to school, if you do have a mentor, if you do have someone who works with you, like a parent or somebody, listen to them closely. And instead of being angry at them, be aware that if they can see you doing something silly, stop it. It's not getting you any benefit. Start doing everything beautiful by putting the beautiful cause in motion. My test of character is doing the right thing in the face of adversity, and I am always a winner. So, my beloveds, I love you, I love you, I love you. And have a wonderful, wonderful day.